from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pick'em contest for the entire season. That's at Circa in Vegas. You got to register in Vegas, and then you can have a proxy to your picks. But tens of millions of dollars on the line, and we're going to be out there. They're going to have a fun Radio Row week, and yeah, we'll tell you guys more about that when we're out there. And then in October, yeah, we're planning on doing a party and everything. But let's talk about, thinking of Vegas, some comments from Vegas, because yesterday you guys probably saw the video that went viral. A fan brought a Kermit the Frog Mahomes doll puppet, and a Raiders player decided to put the puppet on. And hey, well, here's the audio. Just listen to the obnoxiousness of this.
I'm here. I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah. No. I mean, just the laugh and stuff is annoying. Look, it's funny, but how stupid are they? How stupid are you if you're Las Vegas and in the Raiders to do that? And you're like, well, it doesn't matter. Mahomes doesn't care. You sure? Because today, we heard from Karlaftis, we heard from Mahomes, and when we had Karlaftis on the show, you'll hear the full audio during our interview coming up in a half hour, but he said, no, we're aware of it. And he's like, oh, October 27th, and I go, you know the dates. He's like, oh, yeah, we know the dates. Mm-hmm. Mahomes, in his media availability, we don't need to play the whole 6 minutes of it, but he was quoted and basically,
it'll be handled when it needs to be handled.
Basically said, like, yeah, we're not worrying about it right now, but it's going to be handled. Here's what Andy Reid said when he was asked about it.
Patrick Mahomes got some fuel to the fire recently with the Raiders and a puppet and some other things out there. I know last year he was kind of searching for some things to fire him up, and he found them. Is it a smart idea to fire up Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, I'd probably say not. We don't spend a lot of time here with puppets, you know, so it's we try to do our work and try to get better, you know. That's the important thing.
Love that from Andy. Well done. Yeah, Patrick Mahomes' exact quote was, it's still early in the year. It'll get handled when it gets handled. That's a good response from Andy as well. You guys are messing around with puppets.
That's a great answer.
We're trying to work for a championship. And, yeah, Antonio Pierce, Cody, was asked about it, of course.
He said, we addressed it as a team yesterday, and we nipped it in the bud. It's over with.
The problem
for you.
The problem is it's
too late.
Over.
Cat's out of the bag, dude.
Yeah, it might be over in terms of your team taking any shots after having nothing to show for it other than the Christmas Day win. This was a 6th-round pick of yours too, but it's not over with. Karlaftis knows the dates of the game. Mahomes knows.
They're gonna bury him.
They are going to destroy the Raiders on October 27th when we're out there.
They're gonna bury him. I mean, let's just face the reality. They are going to bury the Raiders now. It's too late. You heard them all. They've heard it. Pat, you know, Reed made the puppet joke. I said it to Nate earlier. Patrick Mahomes essentially delivered a John Wick line, which is, I'll handle it when it needs to be handled. As in, I'll see you at the same date that George Karloftis knew off the top of his head, man. Do you honest to God, ask yourself the question. Do you think that George Karloftis has the date of every football game they play memorized? No, he looked it up last night. He looked up when they were going to take on the Raiders. And it's just especially funny, that whole moment, everything that happened with it. It's especially funny, Gold, because the last game the Chiefs played, and the last time the Chiefs played, they were playing in their building. They sprayed champagne in their locker room.
Oh, it still smells like champagne.
Chiefs Super Bowl. There's photos of us standing on Allegiant Field with Chiefs Super Bowl champions littered all over the video boards in every single square inch of that building. So there was already juice because the Raiders ruined Christmas last year, and you did that to them in their building. And you decided to piss off Mahomes? Why?
It's just stupid, honestly. Plain
it's bad decision-making.
In the last 2 days, two players have chosen to give the Chiefs even more motivation than already exists. At least Ja'Marr Chase, by not saying Mahomes' name, which is such a salty thing, at least he's one of the best receivers in football. At least Cincinnati is going to be a competitor for the playoffs this year. The Raiders are going to sniff the postseason, and they haven't been in the divisional race. They were in the playoffs with the interim coach, but they haven't been in the divisional race in a very long time.
Haven't won.
We don't spend a lot of time here with puppets.
2002. That was the last time they won the division. 2002.
Yeah, so it says technically it's a Mahomes Muppet. Whatever.
I'm pretty old. 2002. I was a junior in high school. That's the last time they won the division. Is this the person?
I was seven.
Like, the other part of this is that. The other part is, like, there's a long, now at this point, there's a pretty good track history of poking him, like poking the bear with Mahomes in particular, is a very bad idea. Specifically with him. It changes by player per player, who can answer the bell, or all, but picking on him and being like, aha, gotcha there, not good. Look, simply it was just a bad judgment mistake at a time. Someone handed him a puppet, he put it on, and then he made it worse with the lines he chose to say as the puppet. And then, of course, there's video of it because it's 2024, and anything you do in this world, there's a pretty good chance it's on video. I mean, Golden or I am on video right now for the entire show and have been for 4 hours. Had you done something stupid on camera, Gold, it exists forever.
Happens a lot.
The idea that you that's so stupid. I love how pissed it made the team. It just kind of gives them something to work.
Oh, it makes the game way more exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait to be out there now. Have some more spice to the game. It's already a rivalry. You play them twice a year. I told you, growing up, even though the Broncos and Elway in the 90s, growing up, though, the Raiders were the team I hated the most. Couldn't stand them. Their fans are trash. Like, this is what I grew up feeling. It was raised to hate the Raiders. Stand them.
And for a while, you didn't get to hate them because it didn't matter enough.
No, the Broncos were the better team in the division.
And the Raiders meant nothing for the last 10 years. You didn't have any reason to hate them.
Yeah.
It had been boring during the entire Mahomes era to hate the Raiders. They have not been their fifth biggest rival.
Raiders are clowns.
But it's back now.
Raiders are clowns.
It's back, man. It was probably back when they did the circling of the bus.
That helped. That was when Gruden was the head coach still. You know what I mean? It's been a while for that. It's been 4 years since that happened, isn't it?
Yeah, that sounds right.
All I got to say is, we know Chiefs fans take over Arrowhead West anyway. Boy, oh boy, October 27th. More reason for you to fly out to Vegas for that game.
Come hang out with us on Friday night.
Yeah, we'll be hosting a party that weekend, and more details to come. But this just adds to it, man. I'm definitely more excited for the game than I was before.
Yeah, before it was just a Sunday. It was like 3. Is it even like a Sunday night football? Or is it just
it's
like
an afternoon game. Yeah.
Okay, like a Sunday 3 o'clock game against the Raiders, a team that they should beat, a team that they've been better than for years. You know the difference between the ones you get like amped up for, if you're a Chiefs fan in the regular season, the one that have some juice.
Yep.
We talked about this before. Like when Ja'Marr Chase yesterday or 2 days ago wouldn't say Patrick Mahomes' name, he treated him like he was Voldemort. When he did that, we're like, this is the best rivalry the Chiefs have. It's honestly the best rivalry in the NFL is the Bengals and the Chiefs because they hate each other. They've both gotten in some licks. Obviously, the Chiefs have gotten far more. They've won Super Bowls. They've done it. But, the Bengals have at least put up a damn fight. The Raiders haven't put up a fight. They won one regular season game on Christmas Day and then tried to puff out their chest.
I mean, will Devontae
like just accomplish the world?
Will Devontae Adams still be the wide receiver in Las Vegas by the time the Chiefs play? Like, are they going to trade him before that game even happens?
I mean, how long can he be? You know, like how
if you're Devontae Adams, you got to be watching this. I'll just be like, oh, we're so stupid. Just get me the hell out of here. Gardner Minshew's my quarterback. We got a sixth or seventh round pick, whatever, whoever the hell this kid is, making dumb comments about the best quarterback in football, the same guy that owns us. What are we doing? I'm on this team. Please trade me to New York. That's what he's thinking.
He's been saying the right things lately, which is usually the sign like he's trying to get out. He's going to play it cool and then leave. Because the whole thing is like he came there to play with Derek Carr. It's not even Derek Carr. They haven't even named a starter. Antonio Pierce doesn't even know who his starting quarterback is. He said, I'll decide it when it's decided. That's stupid.
He didn't even need to say anything, though, because I think if you watch like the receiver documentary, him saying, I'm not trying to get killed is all you need to know about how he feels about his situation from that documentary.
Yeah, he's going
to
keep himself safe until he can get that new wide receiver money. New wide receiver money might be $35 million a year by the time he gets paid. If he's smart, he'll stay healthy, Gold, until he can go find some other team to pay him a ton of money, right?
Yeah, I think so.
How many years are left on his deal?
I'm not sure, actually. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't think he finishes it out in Vegas still, though. I don't think that'll be the way that contract plays out.
I mean, what are the odds, right?
So we'll hear from Carl Loftus again. We spoke to him. If you want to listen around 1:35, we talked to him about the Raiders incident, also just about his offseason. Cody tried to ask for an invite for a dinner. So you'll hear that coming up in just a little bit. But you guys watching the Olympic ceremonies tonight? I know the events we're all excited for. I told you swimming events are a blast. I can't wait for that to start up. But what about the opening ceremony, the theatrics, the presentation, everything that goes on? I think it is already going on technically, but we won't see it till primetime tonight. But I think it's 6:30 right now or something in Paris. And so I believe technically it is happening as we speak. But
this is the thing you just have to accept about the Olympics.
So I think it's tape delayed. I could be wrong, but that's with the time zone, I think it has to be tape delayed tonight. Do you watch the ceremonies?
I would say it's a mixed bag. You want to know the truth, Gold? It's not the same every year for me. Some years I might do it, but it's just pageantry. And I mean, you've known me long enough now. We are almost 5 full years into this show. If there's one thing about sports that doesn't get me
You don't like the...
I don't care about the pageantry.
Yeah.
I don't care about one shining moment.
That's not
I don't care
fun.
About people walking down a cart. I don't care. Like, I just don't care about the pageantry. It does, and I know that maybe I'm supposed to or anything between, but, like, that stuff just doesn't commonly...
Well, I guess they're on TV
move
right now.
...the needle for me, if that makes sense.
I guess you can watch them right now, and then they'll also...
Watch them again in primetime?
Watch them in primetime, yeah. No, I mean, I usually will watch some of it. I can't watch the full 3 hours or whatever it is, because, remember, it takes forever for all the countries to parade in with their respective athletes that are representing and all that. But overall, the Olympics are a blast, and I'll be curious to see what the feedback is this year with Snoop Dogg to be part of one of the broadcasts more. Smart idea, right? Get some new people into the Olympics. The ratings have been down for the Olympics for a while. Katie Ledecky in swimming is what I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, I mean, that's, again, those two are probably the highest. I like some of the oddball ones, though. Man, I'm not pretending like I won't watch. You see some of these, like, crazy kayak ones where they essentially just, like, jump off of something and then have to go. Or even, like, the sailboat stuff where they have to guess whether or not the line's going to turn white and they all try to get a head start. I don't know the names of all the events, but it's one of those background TV things for me. I don't, like, dial in unless it's Simone Biles or Katie Ledecky.
But you like opening day bunting.
Okay, I do. That is might be the only thing I like the pageant.
You like bunting on opening day.
That's a great call by somebody.
Someone was texting me. They're saying, I guess they're having the athletes. They're on boats right now, on the river there in Paris.
That sounds cool.
That's a cool
that nasty
idea.
River.
The what?
The poop river.
That nasty river.
Did you hear about all the protests?
Because I thought they were protesting. There was some union that was protesting for they wanted to be paid more. I didn't
know.
No.
So the mayor of Paris said. Like, they were like, you're going to make a swim in the Seine? There's, like, actual events in there. And she's like, we've gotten it so clean, I'll swim in it. And then she gave a date in which she was going to swim in it. And then there was a citywide protest in which people were agreeing they were going to poop in the river before she swam in it. So she's like, hold on, wait, change of plans, different date. Gave a date again. And then the protest continued. They, again, were threatening
Why
to
are
poop
people wanting
in
to?
In the river.
Why because are we wanting to crap in the river?
Because the river's dirty
it,
and
it
filthy.
It already had that anyways.
And they were saying, don't make these people swim in it. And when she's like, it's so clean, I'll swim in it. They're like, okay, we'll show
so what
you,
are they doing?
Lady.
So what are they doing?
They're swimming in it.
No.
There's swimming events in it. I don't know.
Boats
I don't,
on the river right now.
I can't speak to the poop protest. I don't know if it actually went through or if the mayor actually swam in it. I'm just letting you know that there was. It was a whole thing. Drew, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No, yes. Yeah, it was a really, it is a big deal, or it's a bigger deal where it's enough to make a storyline of the river's notoriously dirty with poop in it.
I saw.
Just like Cleveland, the river that caught fire.
I saw like a reel or whatever from one of the people who has to do like the high dive for it. And she's like, all right, we're doing practice and this is what we're jumping in. And you can just see this like.
Really?
Maybe it's just algae, but like the water
you
looks
shouldn't
brown.
Be, you shouldn't be in there very long if you're
green.
In there
like,
at all.
Yeah, unless you're trying
to get the Ozark
eye.
Water. The Ozarks, I go there, the water's brown and green and, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm chilling in the lake. I'm in the pool more than the Olympians. I'm sitting in the lake for 7 hours drinking the same high noon I'm drinking right now.
You're saying that if I spend my entire life, you know, like if you swam in Smithville Lake, you're probably fine to be an Olympic swimmer at this point.
So I'm saying if you're at the Ozarks, you're at Hillsdale, you're chilling, you're in the water for 7 hours drinking, and you're good. This river camp, it's I like a river versus lake, but it can't be any worse.
But if you know that there's poop in the water, you're not getting
that,
in the
Drew,
lake.
I know there's poop in the Ozark water, too.
Then why are you
You just don't
it?
Think about it.
You don't. Hold on. Drew, when's the last time you went to a lake?
There's poop
in the It's been
there,
a very
dude.
Long time.
Bad news.
Look, the Ozarks, we're going to do Cody and Gold at the lake next year, maybe. And the water we're in, you don't constantly think about it. But while we're all sitting in the water, someone's urinating. It happens.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I mean, come on.
Dude, it does
All right.
happen. Just bad news.
I know it does.
Bad
Wait,
news.
Okay, hang on.
It's a dilution thing, you know, the parts per million.
So, Cody, you want...
we're taking the risk that the overall...
Just don't put your head underwater. You don't want to get the brain-eating amoeba thing, you know, that little thing. I'm more worried about that than the other stuff.
Yeah, correct. So, Cody, you want to see that you like the gymnastics. Cody, you like the swimming. I like the track and field. Those are the three big
I don't watch those
events,
as much
I think.
As they should. Like all track and field, or like the sprinting?
The one, the two, the four, the relays. Those are the ones that I like to watch. So
yeah,
like
the relay, the 4x100 stuff. Is
for
awesome.
Instance, like the 100, we could. I don't know if it's ever happened before. I don't have track and field knowledge like that. But Noah Lyles and Shakira Richardson could both get gold. Two Americans getting gold in the 100. I don't know if that's ever happened before. But there's a legitimate shot that it happens this year, which would be a huge.
I still can't believe she's going to be the last Olympics because of pot.
Yeah, that was a.
Oh,
yeah, that was
what
a
are we
situation.
Doing?
Yeah,
she had a little weed, and now she can't be in the Olympics.
The weed.
Come on, it's 2024. Gold can pop down to the store around the corner. Well, I mean, you got to go, but you're in Missouri now. You could pop to the store around the corner from here and grab some.
I mean, I could.
No,
I could.
Not on the Kansas side.
Is that what you guys are planning on to enjoy the rest of your Friday?
No, I'm going home and taking a shower.
That's on the list. Okay. Maybe the doctor.
I'm taking a
in
cold
the lake
shower.
or in your actual shower?
In the actual shower,
okay.
Drew. In the actual shower. Cody is going
to
go see a doctor to find out why he's got in his fingers.
I don't have an appointment right now, so it's feeling like a Saturday thing anyway, but we'll see. Someone says the gout pain is unmistakable, so maybe I should look up the symptoms of gout.
The fact that you're not in serious pain right now is a good sign. You know?
No, it's annoying. It's just like annoying more than anything else.
Someone says Drew's never swam in anything other than a private pool.
Oh, that's not true.
So says getting in the lake at the Ozarks is wild. It's damn gross. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you.
It is not okay.
What are you?
The
are
Ozarks.
The only two people who get in the lake?
The lake of the Ozarks? You know how many people go in that lake? It's not like some random lake. Yes, people go
anytime
in the water
that I've been
the
to the lake, I've not gotten in the water. I'm on a boat. You know, I'm hanging out. I'm not getting in the water intentionally.
Yeah.
No, what?
No, you
know what? Cancel your vacation to the Outer Banks if you don't want to get in the water, you know?
It's the ocean. I already know.
I know there's salt in that water, but you don't think someone's peed right next to you in that water? You know, it's salt water. You're all good, I guess.
Normally, I'm not around anybody who normally I'm not around a lot of people when I'm in the ocean. I try to keep my distance from people.
I guess Gold, are we the only based on the text line and Drew, are we the only people who sit in a lake sometimes?
We get on a boat
from
Midwest
Marine
Boat Company.
Don't get
we go
in
into a cove and we anchor down, we jump in the
and
water,
we just sit in
and
the boat?
We sit and drink in the water. That's what you do.
I thought that's what everyone did at the lake. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
Drew, you might have to get uninvited from boat day. Lake Dick, Cody and Gold at the lake.
Someone says park services constantly test the water in the Ozarks. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people swim every summer. Exactly. Now, they've had swimming bans before, as someone points out. Yeah, so they banned it at that point in time. Drew just wants to be on the yacht the whole time. They got yachts down at the Ozarks, too. Plenty of big boats.
Yeah. It's like Gold said, you can go to Midwest Marine Boat Company.
That's right. Go to Midwest Marine.
Get yourself a boat that you can just sit on.
Yeah, if not, just get
Aren't
a kayak.
You hot? What do you do when you get hot? Middle of summer, 90 degrees, you're on the boat. You just ride around? How do we lose, Drew?
I don't know. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore. That's his cue. We need to go to break.
Okay.
I think he's saying, shut up, guys. He's saying, shut up. Go to break, which is what we're going to do. We come back. We're going to get to what's trending. We're going to continue broadcasting live from training camp. You're also going to hear our conversation with George Karlaftis, what he had to say about his progression in soon-to-be year number three already with the Chiefs.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Number one on What's Trending, we continue broadcasting live from St. Joe, side of Chiefs training camp. The only show, the only station in Kansas City broadcasting from camp is the official Chiefs broadcast partner. We're inside the Comcast business tent, powering possibilities. By inside, I mean outside, but covered by a tent. You got me. It's kind of warm out here today.
We are inside a tent.
Uh-huh, we are. It has been a fun day up here at training camp. You're going to hear our conversation with George Karlaftis in a couple minutes. First padded practice of 2024. Xavier Worthy was back out here. That was a really good sign. He also had a few passes immediately go his way, although they weren't able to connect on those. But still nice to see him back out here. Also, Nazi Johnson, after leaving practice on a cart yesterday, or 2 days ago, I guess it was back out here. Derek Nnadi and Jalen Watson did not have pads on. Justin Watson also was in shorts. Day-to-day, officially, Justin Watson with that foot injury.
Next up on What's Trending, a 15-year-old who was among those charged with opening fire during the Chiefs' Super Bowl rally has been sentenced to a state facility for youths. That according to Adam Schefter. He said, quote, "This is not who I am." In court documents, described himself as a good kid before coming associated with a group of peers involved in that shooting. But he's been sentenced to a state youth facility. He was 15 years old when he was involved in that incident.
Next up on What's Trending, Royals and Cubs begin a three-game series this weekend. And tonight, first one of the 3-7-10 first pitch, I believe it is, exactly. 6 o'clock on Deck Show with Vern. Fireworks, Mahomes bobblehead, big series, summertime. should be a huge crowd tonight. We were talking about that earlier. All these games should have over 30,000 this weekend. I don't know if they'll get there, but tonight is definitely getting over 30. Maybe it's 35 plus. It could be the second biggest crowd of the entire season.
Next up on Watch Training, the Cincinnati Bengals have signed former UFL St. Louis Battlehawk player Hakeem Butler. He was the best wide receiver in the UFL last season. He was on one of the better teams in the UFL last season, and the Cincinnati Bengals didn't just bring him in for camp. They've officially given him a contract. That according to Ian Rappaport.
Next on What's Trending, the Olympics opening ceremony going on right now in Paris. I think it'll re-air again tonight, but it is happening right now. We all know, of course, the U.S. men's basketball team under the microscope after some close calls in their showcase tournaments prior, including a near loss to South Sudan. They're going to open up against Jokic and Serbia on Sunday afternoon, where the U.S. is about 12-point favorites. So Olympics underway, man, for the next, 3 weeks?
Yeah, or so. Next up on Watch Trending, Amazon is looking to have Super Bowl on Prime in the next NFL package. Current NFL package is at 2032, but they are currently eyeing and aiming towards getting the Super Bowl exclusively on Amazon Prime in the next TV package. This seems kind of crazy to me because I saw the death of boxing happen via pay-per-view, but streaming services are a little bit different than pay-per-view, and I mean, I can't tell you how many millions of millions and millions of Americans have Amazon Prime, so it is available to a lot of people, at least currently as it sits, but they're really looking to try to have a Super Bowl on Prime the next time around.
That is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. We'll get some more thoughts on the Royals in the weekend series before we get out of here today. But earlier today, we were joined by George Karloftis, Chiefs defensive lineman, entering year number 3, coming off that 10.5 sack season. So we started our brief conversation with Karloftis discussing basically what does that next step look like, and does this year feel any different?
Yeah, man. You know, just blessed to be out here. You know, we get another chance to do something special again this year. You know, I feel like for myself and speaking for the whole D-line, everybody's improved, so just excited for the season.
How was the offseason? I mean, it must be nice to get another ring and everything, but what did you do to get away?
You know, it's great to get some downtime. You know, I went back home and, just trained and relaxed, and that's really about it. Try to get better.
The relaxing part seems like it's a big key for a lot of the athletes. Like, I just need some – is it just, like, zone out downtime? How do you relax?
Yeah, I guess. Little bit. Like it's different for everybody. You know, you gotta. I think you have to go on some kind of vacation just to kind of get away. Other guys just like being at home and just chilling out. You know, I love being at home with my girlfriend and my dog, or just hanging out with my family. So.
Okay, what kind of dog?
I have a Bouvier de Flanders mixed with a poodle. His name's Ralph. So.
Oh, hyperallergenic. It sounds like it.
He is. Yeah, he is. Yes.
I was like, that sounds like a nice.
I don't even know. I got to try to picture how big is the dog?
It's like 135 pounds.
Oh wow,
that's a good size.
He's big.
You're going through some dog food to say the least. Now,
yes.
We had Mike Pennell on the show the other day, and he gave you a ton of credit. We were talking about food. He said he thinks he's still the best cook, but he said you're the grill master.
Yeah.
Of the team.
Yeah, I'm not. Huge on cooking. I can grill, though. That's my thing.
So. He said you get meat shipped in?
Yeah. Yeah, we usually
from Greece?
Yes.
What kind?
A bunch of different stuff. You know, stuff that I like to make, like souvlaki or like these specific lamb chops, some sausages, stuff like that.
Okay, I did specifically say, I'm not even kidding, this is funny enough timing. He came on, he was our last guest on the show, and I said, I'm just going to tell you right now, Mike, that I'm going to try to be your plus one. If George sits with us, I'm going to say, can I get to this dinner one time? What do I have to do to get myself to your house for dinner one time?
It was a part of the Chiefs defensive line. If you're not a part of that fraternity. Yeah.
So unless I can get to the defensive line of the Kansas City Chiefs, I'm out?
Yeah.
Man. Well, I don't think that's probably out. I got to be honest, George.
That was a very nice way to shut you down, by the way.
Yeah, he went with
the angle of, well, you're just not a football player. You're not in the fifth. Versus like, hell no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was very nice way to go about it.
So if you're making just one dish, though, what is it? Like if you're saying, hey, everyone's coming over, defensive line's coming over again, I want to make the thing I think I make best on the grill. What is it?
Probably lamb chops. I can make really, really good lamb chops.
That was exactly what Pennell mentioned. That was the specific dish that he mentioned of yours as well.
Yeah, I can make fish real well, souvlaki, which is like these pork skewers, really everything. That's my favorite thing. I'd say that's the best thing I make. I make a pretty good steak, too. So
when you look at what the rest of this team has to accomplish, we talked about the pressure a little bit of the three-peat, and I don't think that just goes away. Does it kick in the early going where you're like, you know, it's the goal, but like, does the we've done this two times in a row, how do we get to a third time in a row kicking early, or is it the dog days, right?
No, it's not. You know, right now you're just, you know, obviously that's the end goal, and it's not really all about getting three. It's about getting the next one. You know, that's been big with us. Just that's the goal every year, and that should be the goal for each team in the league, you know. So being able to get the next one and, you know, having that experience, I feel like benefits us and will benefit us in the long run. But just knowing that there's a process to this whole thing, and, you know, you got to get better every single day. You got to first make this team and work your butt off in the off season and during training camp and stuff to get to that level, to be able to compete and be one of the best individually and as a team, and then take that to having team success.
I think last year you told us you maybe weren't a big, like, write down individual goal guy. Are you? Do you do that? Do you say, I want X number of sacks, I want X number of tackles?
I mean, I do it, and I like to keep it to myself for the most part. You know, so, you know, obviously the team goal and the one goal, it's going to be the same for every person on this team, you know. And
win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
All right, the group chat yesterday, did that Mahomes puppet video get circulated a little bit?
I saw it on Twitter. You know, I don't, you know, we'll see what happens when we play them, so.
In October, I guess. Is that the circle one?
October 27th and November 29th.
You got the date.
I got the dates.
Did Mahomes feel the same? Like, he's talked a little bit about last season. You guys won the Super Bowl. So, in the end, you are as happy as can be. He still describes last season as being, like, annoying.
Yeah.
Is that how you guys felt during the – like, is that how you still feel about last regular
season? We just felt like we were a better team than what we put out there a lot of the time. Obviously, we finished how we wanted to finish, but we feel like we have a lot more to prove. And, you know, I'm not going to say we have any regrets, but we felt like we could – We didn't play to our standard all the time, and when eventually that kicked in, you saw what happened. But we just have to, you know, it's like a switch, like an on-off switch, but you can't, there's no off. So the switch has got to be on the whole time.
George, I know you got to run. Things got moved around just a little bit. We appreciate you stopping by.
Absolutely.
And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, guys.
So that was George Karloftis. A little bit earlier today, all our Chiefs player interviews brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. You heard his answer to the video. He said they all saw it. He said basically they'll take
care of
it. October 27th. October 27th. I'm like, you know the dates. So we know the dates. That's how the whole team feels.
We know that.
We heard from Mahomes earlier, and that's why it was an absolute mistake. Someone also said... of course, Cody tried to invite himself to a dinner with George Karloftis.
I told you I would do that. The second Mike Pinnell told me, he flew in meat from Greece for it. Am I not supposed to try to get to that dinner?
The lamb chops, according to Pinnell, and then obviously George himself, must be the main dish there.
I'm interested in this skewer.
He was nice to you. He could have been like, I'm not inviting you. Instead, he said, well, you're not part of the defensive line fraternity. That was a very nice way to shut you down.
I can't even be like, well, I played it in high school. I obviously didn't.
You know, you have enough for the Chiefs.
Unless you know, your team was, you know, like,
that would have been the play. If your team name happened to be the Chiefs in high school, that would have been it.
No, we were the Griffins, I'm afraid, Drew.
Nope.
The Griffins. Mythological beast, you know? What was your mascot?
Ravens.
Ravens. Oh man.
Bears.
Those are just right in the nose. Bears?
Yep. Lawrence Central Bears, baby.
Cody didn't try to tell George about all the great dishes he can make.
No.
There wasn't enough time. We really wasn't enough time.
We did not know we were even getting George today. It was a last-minute thing, and we were told we only had 5 minutes. So that's why we didn't get into, unfortunately, we didn't have time to ask him about him and KT Kadarius Toney yesterday, or 2 days ago, when George kind of slammed KT to the ground a little bit, and Kadarius threw the football at him. I'm sure he would just laugh it off. Because it ultimately doesn't really matter anymore.
Would you challenge him to a cook-off, Cody, or something?
No, I'm not trying to. I've never challenged anyone to a cook-off.
Okay.
I just said I'm interested in the shlovaki to the point that, like, maybe I want to try to make it. I'm interested in, like a pork skewer. That sounds really good. But I'm not going to get the meat flown in. I'm just going to have to find it here locally. It's going to be locally sourced pork or whatever he. Was it pork? Is that what he said was on that thing?
Lamb chop.
I'm trying to pronounce it the correct way. No.
Oh, the skewers.
The shlovaki?
Yes.
Is that what you called it?
Skewers.
Shlovaki, yes, I think so. I think that's how he pronounced it.
You could hear him, like, do it in his accent.
Very, very much
like,
so,
he's
yes.
Greek.
I know, but, like, the second he says that word, he's, like, making a point of saying it the way.
But that's how he's pronouncing the dish properly.
And nobody else does, right.
You do the same thing when you try to. You'll describe some dishes, and you'll make sure you get the exact.
I do try.
Yeah.
I do try. I actually almost texted Carrington yesterday. I happened to catch part of the show on the way home, and he was talking about Nico Remigio.
Yeah.
And he called him Remigio.
That's like, it happens. We all
like
make mistakes.
Parmesan Romaggio. It's not
cheese.
We all do it. I do try to make a point of saying, you guys are making fun of me for saying Uruguay. So, you know.
But that one goes, if you watch the World Cup or the Copa America broadcast, some of the pregame hosts said
Uruguay.
Some said Uruguay. Whatever.
One moment in the college football tournament where after I had been eliminated, which was very early on, and after Carrington had been eliminated, we were playing, and I was Coastal Carolina. He was App State.
Chanticleers.
Instead of saying Appalachian State, he said Appalachian State, and it didn't trigger me, but it bothered me for like a split second. I was like, that's not how you pronounce it.
Appalachian?
It is Appalachian State. App State.
App State.
For Appalachia. Sure?
You're 100%?
Yes. 100%.
Appalachian.
One of my former bosses went to App State, and he said it's one of the most frustrating things for people who go to App State is when people say Appalachian Mountains. It's Appalachian Mountains.
I mean, it's probably like us with the Kansas City, Missouri.
Appalachian State.
Thing. Honestly, I'm just too tired to correct people anymore. I just don't care. I think when you say you're from Kansas City, they say Kansas City, Kansas, or Missouri, and you're like, Missouri.
Whatever.
And if you knew what Kansas was, you wouldn't ask, but you don't care, and so I don't care.
It's from Kansas City.
Missouri. I live in
Kansas City.
And also, like, if we're counting Kansas City, if we count, like, OP as being part of Kansas City.
Part of the metro.
The Kansas City, Kansas is also just Kansas City. They're all just
Kansas
City.
Part of the metro. It's all part of the metro.
Yeah. They're all lumped in together. How far north and south are you willing to take it? Till you're like, you're not in Kansas City anymore.
Once you're past Gardner, to me, like, once you get past Spring Hill,
Paola?
I think once you start getting past Gardner or Spring Hill, that's about as far south. People might disagree with me. I think after that, you're not really – I don't think you can say –
I'm not even sure I'd go that far. But, yeah, that's probably
Gardner's
right.
Not that much further than Olathe, so
– yeah.
But I think once you get past Spring Hill and stuff, yeah, you're starting to be like, okay, you're where you're at.
Platte City? You get north of the airport. You're in a different part of the city.
Like, we're in St. Yes. Joe. Yes. We're not in Kansas City.
The airport should be the limit.
That's about seven, eight minutes past.
I think Platte City is the bare – like the
– max.
That's the border of it.
That's the maximum.
Yeah. I don't know. Other people disagree. I'm sure people disagree with
that. Someone said as soon as you're north of the river, you're no longer in Kansas City.
Well, I mean,
that's just not true. I'm actually in Kansas City.
North Kansas City.
What are you talking about?
City of North Kansas City. I understand. Like,
I'm closer to. That doesn't even make sense. Like, I'm technically.
Yes, if we're being technical about the name of the city, yes, Kansas City is not North Kansas City. You're correct. But the metro? Of course, North Kansas City is the metro.
But I live. I live in Gladstone, technically. I live a 42-second walk to Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me north of the – and I live north of the river. You can't tell me north of the river is not
Now, if I'm in Topeka, I'm not in Kansas City, obviously.
No. Or Lawrence.
Of course not.
But, like, I don't want to give him everything from, like, the
end Someone of the- says, if you're not from Missouri with a pro team, you aren't from Kansas City, you're from Wyandotte. So pretty soon, I guess, if one of the teams goes to Kansas City or both on the Kansas side, then you guys aren't from Kansas City anymore.
Correct.
So you want to set that precedent? That seems kind of silly, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think that counts.
Someone says, I purposely mentioned north of the river just to piss Cody off.
It works.
And he stepped right into it.
What are you talking about? Someone says, is Excelsior Springs Kansas City? Again, dude, if you're counting Gardner, I'm not sure you can't count Excelsior Springs.
I'd have to look at the map.
I wouldn't plan on getting to this. I think you'd have to count it. It'd be the same as counting Gardner.
Anyway.
I think I'm willing to give 40 miles in any direction.
40? Yeah.
To, like, downtown Kansas City. In other cities, what I'm proposing would not be crazy. Like, in Atlanta, if you were 40 miles outside of Atlanta,
well,
you'd
yeah,
still say
Atlanta. Or, like, Chicago,
in Chicago,
yeah.
Dude, Chicago, they try to take it 2 hours out of Chicago.
40
miles. And claim they're in Chicago.
Depends. Yeah, I mean, when I was in Houston, there's a suburb called Sugar Land, Texas. You're still in Houston, okay? It's still Houston.
And how far would it take?
A good half plus, 30-plus minute away. In Houston, it might be 45 just because of traffic.
Or an hour.
Yeah.
Mileage is what I'm talking about. I'm willing to give 30, 40 miles in any direction.
All I know is my car automatically knows how to drive from St. Joe back home to Overland Park at this point.
It just drives itself
It just
home?
Goes on its own, yeah.
You don't even...
It just knows. It just knows.
Hmm.
I don't know if this is like a... It's a big city thing because Indianapolis, for instance, and the fact that you said 40 miles, it almost really bothered me because Lafayette is where Purdue is. Bloomington is where IU is. They're both nowhere near Indianapolis, people consider, and Lafayette's maybe 20 miles stretch. It's like 60 miles. It's stretched a little from 40. But 40 is there's nothing 40 miles away either. Where, like, Lebanon is another, it's not even a suburb of Indianapolis. It doesn't count, but that's like 25 miles away. That doesn't count. I think it's 20 miles. I would say 20.
20?
20.
Gold might not live in Kansas City if it's 20. You're probably 15. What do you think? And like 15 from what? From,
are
the
you
border
from,
of the city no, or city
from,
center?
From the border of as soon as you cross.
Okay, I'm talking city center.
No, because like I'm a 10 minute. Well, I'm like a 12 minute drive, and I can go to Missouri. There's a dispensary right at like 12
I was
minutes
say,
from.
How,
I'm
talking how city far center. Is, how far is Lawrence from city center?
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many miles though? 31 miles. It says 31 miles.
Okay, that's too far then.
I don't want to open that can of worms. It'll upset K-State fans. KU used that as a whole marketing thing, claiming they were.
They really did.
That's from the station, not from downtown.
That triggered some people.
I've decided Gardner's too far. It's been eliminated from my Kansas City.
Anyway.
It's been kicked off of my list. you can't go to Green Valley. You're in a different city. That's too far east. Smithville's too far north. You've been eliminated. You are outside of the city. You live in
there
someone
go.
On the text line said, I don't want to count anyway. It's like, I live out here for a reason. I don't want to be counted in Kansas City. I moved out here for a reason, which actually does make sense in a lot of ways.
Drew, someone says, don't get Drew Star with Miles. He had a whole, you were gone, Cody, and Bink was filling in for you a couple days.
Okay.
And we know Drew's got his podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a new podcast out this week?
New podcast episode. Apparently there was a little bit of an issue. It's been fixed with the one that came out today.
Okay.
Since I'm on vacation, no week off. We have an episode next week as well.
Nice.
While
now,
I'm gone.
What? And it's called what?
The 249 miles of football
Bink
podcast.
Bink got in a whole argument with him saying it's not 249 miles.
He
and
said,
it was a whole thing.
He said it's 247, but he's going from city center to city center. I'm going from
stadium to stadium?
I'm going from stadium to stadium, yes.
Drew got very upset about this whole thing, which Bink was giving him a hard time, just to give him a hard time.
I got about as triggered as you did for the North Kansas City thing, the North of the River thing, Cody.
Drew's like, I thought this whole thing out. It was 249 miles, and you're trying to tell me it's 251.
That's right.
So you looked at from Faro to Bill Snyder, and it was 249?
Yes, and you go through Lawrence, obviously, to get
Man,
there.
My map says 250. That's hard to say.
I don't
want to say.
Here we go. Wait, did you Bill Snyder to Faurot Field? Is this 250?
I'm literally looking it up right now, and it says 249.
Here we go again.
I'm just
250 miles.
Look, I use Google Maps. Maybe Waze.
That's why.
You know? What do you
goodness.
Use?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here
Apple Maps.
Apple Maps? No one uses Apple Maps.
Is it?
You. You, I guess. I like Google Maps better, or Waze.
I just use Google, yeah, I think.
Faurot Field to Bill Snyder Stadium. Okay, hang on a second.
Mine says 250.
It says 250, doesn't it?
Mine says 251.
Oh, no! 250
what the hell
miles
is the
of
deal?
Because football podcast.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, in fairness, 249 sounds better than 250 for a podcast.
It does.
Yes,
so.
It does.
You know, sometimes you just gotta cheat it a little bit, you know?
somebody on the text line said Drew is a girl. On what premise?
So you're gone all next week.
All next week.
You get to get away from us for a week. Congratulations.
Hang on a second.
You're going to the beach, though. I am jealous of that.
Yes.
I am jealous of the beach. Very much so. I've told you, when it comes to vacation, more so than just going to the mountains or whatever, which are beautiful, I'll pick the ocean every single time.
Yes, but what you're going to turn it into now is, because you're mad that Mac wants to be a part of our show, that you think I'm leaving you on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not true.
Yep.
Interesting.
I go on one vacation a year. And that is to the Outer Banks.
Have fun on your vacation.
Bye, yeah, man. By the time
we'll
I'm back, I will be more than excited to be back.
We'll see you in a week. Have safe travels to Indy and then on to Outer Banks, man. Good stuff. Drew producing the show back in Kansas City. Thanks again to George Karloftis. Thanks to you guys for hanging out with us on a Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Huge crowds, hopefully. Make it out to the K this weekend. Bobblehead night tonight. And let's get a sweep of the Cubs. Get a sweep of the Cubs and we can sweep the White Sox and be feeling really good next week. Talk to you guys on Monday, 10 to 2, right here on Cody and Gold.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts.
it's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.